gotta move, man. She's waiting for me now, man. Don't wanna blow the mood, man. Cause you know I gotta go to her place. I go to another space when I look at her face and look at her eyes. They deep like pools of water. I'm really turned on now and I know that I oughta hold her hand, let my love pour, dance on the dance floor. If you can't dance, baby, I can show you. Just clap your hands and let the music take you and put your foot in and let it all shake you and shake your head. And put your hands up and shake your waist, and you can tear it up. Just move your hand and move your waist, and you look in my eyes and in my face, and then I feel you and I keep pace, and then we dance and we make the music happen and we fall in love all over again, again, again. We say,
yo,
in time, yeah, I gotta make my move, man. Got a girlie looking at me, peeping at my mood, man. No time to waste when you up in the spot. Cut it too many brothers at this my cock block. So I get myself together, make sure I'm looking smooth, man. Walk up confident, ask her what she doing. She told me she chilling and ain't doing nothing. So I said, maybe later we could get in the sun. We could skip to a diner and sip a little coffee. Talk about hip-hop stars and astronomy. By the way, baby, what's your sign? She said, Virgo, I said Pisces mine, and this was her favorite dish. And I never met a virgin freaky like this. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, do it, do it.
Go to go to
yo,
go to go to go to get it, get it.
Hey,
get it, get it, get it. This ain't it.
Like you love me, girl. Body's next to your body. Let me love you, girl. Cause I ain't never felt love like this here. Let me take you to the beach, eat a peach. Let me take you out every day of the week. If I know something you don't know, baby, let me teach you. Let me say it, let me, let me.
Cause by now you know I love you so.
Let me just say it, let me. Let me never, ever, ever, never let you go.
I'm gonna you know, connects with what I am, to shape and mold. This new genre, hip hop, samba, soul, bossa nova, urban classical, bumping, sonic thumping audio from El Segundo to Sao Paulo. I will just show and tell y'all that this fusion will never fail. So read it on the headline, read it well. If you're blind, we wrote it up in braille. Cause we rock ya and we rock you well, well, well. All my people break dancing on the left, zaka zaka za. Take it to the middle, make it hot. All my people cop a wetter to the right, zaka zaka za. Take it to the floor, don't stop. If you dance a samba in the back, zaka zaka za. Take it to the floor and get loose. If you're up against the wall, what's the use? Zaka zaka za. Come on, get into it, do you do? Do what you do, do what you know. Don't hold it back, just let it go. Make it silent like it's solid gold. Rhythmically, we Africano. Melodically on piano. It's Maestro Sergi Ida. Oh, 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 oh. We make it melt like butter on the pop, pop, the popcorn. And you can't stop us once we on. Cause once we on, y'all know you're on us. It's the S-E-R-G-I to O. Well, I am in control. I know you know. Check it. All my people break dancing on the left. Zaka, zaka, zaka. Take it to the middle, make it hot. All my people cop a wetter to the right. Zaka, zaka, zaka. Take it to the floor, don't stop. If you dance a samba in the back, zaka, zaka, zaka. Take it to the floor and get loose. If you're up against the wall, what's the use? Zaka, zaka, zaka. Come on, get into it, do you do?
Across the land. Please, baby.
Don't fall in love. Yeah, baby.
Don't whatever.
Stuff and baby, things. Don't. What an important message that song brings.
Yeah. See, honey, yes, I completely agree and concur. There we go. I can hear myself now.
Beautiful night in Van City, everybody.
Yes.
How's your drive time commute?
I like the scribbles on the air now.
Well, don't we all now and then?
We can stop that shitty music that's on.
Oh, that would be shooty music.
Unfortunately, I've got a cold. And
I've just got syndromes.
And Joel here is being what's the word? Extradited?
Excommunicated. Considering this is a form of communication.
Executed, yeah. He's being expelled from the student union building because there's a very rigid, rigidly enforced rule here. DJ and one guest only at any time in the studio after hours.
They're force firing, fist funking me.
You know what it is? It's because they're afraid of you.
Well, you know, is this the sound of when doves cry?
No, it's the sound of one hand clapping, though.
Ah, yeah. You know, hey, you can only ride a bicycle built for two so long.
Hey, so when I came in last week, and I threw a CD on, I talked for a little bit with Jason, the host of Shake a Tail Feather, about an idea for a new name for the show.
And what would that be?
Friday Night Fuckfest.
I like that.
What do
that.
You think?
I like that.
Was I delusional or was it a good idea?
I seem to recall once upon a time, way back in the day, you having a... never mind. That might have been... I thought you actually had a contest to rename the show at one point.
Ah, yes, that's better. I did have a contest, and... we had like zero entries. There's one guy that suggested guacamole or something like that.
Yeah, I think I recall the cup and ball show would, you know.
Yeah.
Something about that.
But Friday Night Fuckfest.
Yeah.
Because listen, you could have like promos be like, you're listening to the Friday Night Fuckfest or something like that, you know? I mean,
grease up your ears. It's time to get dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it seems like something like a...
It seems something a little
cool.
Bit more substantial than Shake a Tail Feather, at least.
Well, Shake a Tail Feather is not a bad name, you know.
Oh, I'm all right with it and all. You know,
I like it.
Doesn't perturb me, as it were.
It's no Friday Night Fuckfest, though.
Well, you know, if any excited listeners out there feel the creative whim, you know, now's the time to call in and, you know, get your power of words working.
You know what?
What's that?
You know the security guard, when he said you guys had to chuck out,
mm-hmm.
He said, or he'd come up here and kick some ass or, like, break some heads or something, right?
Yeah, I think there was something about reach-arounds.
Well, dude, if he did that on air, that would be sweet.
That would actually be kind of a nice
We should just
keep
talking here until he comes up to break some heads or whatever he's going to do.
Yeah, yeah. Touch unfriendly.
Touch some heads or...
Yeah. Make his means known. We could just put a curtain across the window and say that we're having a down deep kind of show, you know, dim the lights a little. There's lots of soundproofing foam around, you know.
Yeah,
they're intrusive, those fellows. They're a whole new bunch.
What the hell is this shit?
A Zulu Funk Nation. They have these wonderful radio stations down in Panama. where they just play constant music for about 30 minutes at a time, the same song, over and over again. It's like these bad horn songs. And every once in a while, the DJ just comes on the line and screams something idiotic, like, "Too cool for school, hey!" And then, like, goes back down again. I think that we could learn a lot as far as our radio programming goes. Just keep on playing shit and don't be like the people in this country where you wait for the end of a song to come in and say something. Just turn the levels down when you're playing a song and yell random stuff that you heard on, like, Pepsi commercials. In fact, you can even do this in your own home. When you're listening to your favorite CDs, records, tapes, or other parallelograms, from time to time when you have guests over, crank the music up to about, you know, 8 out of 10. And then when they're least expecting it, turn it down to about 4 and scream something at them. I think you're going to get a lot of feedback from it. Hey, I'm feeling okay for dancing. It's too nice. You know, stuff like that. You know, it's positivity in work.
So, yeah. Here we go. A beheading.
كنت أعمل سابقا سائقا في قاعدة البلد الجنوبية سابقا فقد ألقي القبض علي من قبل رجال
scream something like this, man. People would...
Oh, yeah.
وأنا الآن أتوب وأناشد المحكمة الشرعية للجيش الإسلامي في العراق بالنظر إلى قضيتي بعين الاعتبار والرحمة وإعطائي فرصة أخيرة لأعوض ما فاتني والله على ما أقول شهيد.
Punish the infidels.
That, I think that was Ernie. This is Bert.
Oh yeah.
I think this must be like suicide bombers, like saying
something that you don't. That's something that you don't really hear about or see too much in the news. Is suicide bombers or militants holding hands when they do their broadcasts? You know, like I've seen a lot of this in you know, other countries such as India or in Central America, where men walk down the street with other men and put their hands on each other's shoulders. It's
really?
Just a common thing. Like, they, like, if you go down to Mexico, they walk down the street with their hands on each other's shoulders. Not in a, you know, man-on-man thing, just, you know, they're walking down the street. And I think it would really, you know, give a good spin, like, you know, like politicians do, like a positive spin to militants if they would just hold hands while they, you know, scream out, you know, kill the infidels. It would give you more of a cozy feeling. Again, yeah, a Bert and Ernie kind of feeling.
I want to get this done right, so show me all the blueprints. 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 Show me all the blueprints.
I think you can hear the birds chirping and stuff.
Birds and bombs, birds and bombs.
Oh, they're gonna show it again.
Allah,
love the way those insurgent videos, how the, you know, the convoy explodes or whatever, and then there's like a split second of silence, and then it's like gun shooting every which way. Never, like, you know, never hitting the guy filming it from far off.
Oh, no.
In the distance, but just like shooting up in the air. Like, just anybody who happens to be close by is going to be fucking killed.
Yeah, it's like a Greek wedding, right? They'd smash plates, you know, smash glasses and the like, right?
Yeah, that's kind of like
Oompas.
That.
Boom, 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 yeah. Boom,
like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to start shooting everywhere.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. You know, let loose a little. maybe they're coming from, you know, the sky or underneath the ground. Mole men have been known to pull sneaky tricks like that.
Stan mole men.
Yeah, they're out, always out to get you. Morlocks, too, and Chuds. That stands
for
cannibalistic humanoid underground
demons. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Did you have the sound
win? Come on, come on.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, لازم يبصف الجسم خليهم تدي قوة ثانية
كامل. It is kind of nice that the birds keep singing, you know.
So, you know, I don't know what part of Iraq this is, but it looks pretty nice. It's pretty tropical.
Yeah, it's pretty lush, eh?
Yeah.
جت قوة إشارة ثانية تجينا.
I think this must be the aftermath, this one.
Come in with the mail. Come in with the
mail. Come in with the mail. He opened the bag with his right hand and hold the bag out to me at a 45 degree angle so I may reach into the bag without touching the paper.
The way of the future. He must open the bag so I may not touch the sides and the paper.
Listen, look at that. It's like they just blew something up on the airfield, and that just sounds like just like full on firing at nothing.
Oh yeah, man, it's beauty immaculate.
And the birds.
I guess they probably have some kinds of animals around, you know, Sasquatch, cannibals, camels, maybe. Mm-hmm. Lit up the room, she asked me if at night when she stared at the moon, is it possible that at the same moment in time you're staring as well? Could you too?
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I hope this hits something.
Allahumma siddhra miyana ya Rab. Allahumma siddhra miyana ya Rab.
This is my cousin Bernie in the background there. You might hear him. Bernie runs a small cobbling shop.
Allahu Akbar.
He's pretty big on Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
And his doings.
Allahumma siddhra miyana ya Rab.
I don't even know what they're are they shooting at anything? It's hard to tell.
I think they're trying to blow up the sky. It has somehow offended them. It is a bit strange to show video on the radio, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I guess they have TV on the radio now, and they seem to be pretty popular. And don't forget Guns in the Sky.
I think the audio for these videos is great, though.
Oh, yeah. He sounds like he's getting a slow rub down at, like, a Pender Street, you know? Oh,
he does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Shoot that rocket. Shoot that rocket. blow that up, you know?
Hey, hey, Dusty. Dusty, can I have music anytime soon?
Well, if you feel like it, I mean, you know, don't feel obligated. For you folks out there, this is what we call beats and noise, sound audibility. Don't be surprised by the notes.
I'm really disappointed the guy hasn't come up here to kick your head in yet.
Yeah, well, I have to go report to the office as is such.
I was hoping you'd come up here and just do that on the air for us, though.
Yeah, it would be kind of nice. Well, that was good.
I didn't expect that one. The dogs didn't like that one either.
No. No, the dogs never do.
That's pretty crazy, actually. Now watch, just wait. It's going to erupt in gunfire now. No gunfire yet.
I'd also extend to any of the listening audience, on top of name suggestions that are premium or even extensions of the Friday Night Fuckfest, or even the Friday Night Fist Festival, I would also extend anybody who's got warm and fuzzy Emirate-based stories. Anybody who's, you know, been touched by an angel, to feel free to call in and share your warm, fuzzy moments. There's no negativity here. Only the light of day and the colors of the rainbow. And it really does take all colors to make a rainbow. And we all like rainbows, don't we? What's happening these days with the Mirror Channel? What's the good word with them?
Well, let's find out.
I've noticed that the one fellow does enjoy the term brouhaha.
Brouhaha!
Yeah, he says brouhaha a lot. I'd like to find out...
There's a way to walk around the entire old city.
I think we ought to do it, sir.
Marty, I'm
not sure. See the new city from here? All the new building that's happening around. Look at, how about this for an angle on the Jaffa Gate, Jim? You know, when you realize we're standing on top of a fortress,
yes.
An ancient fortress on top of high ground, you realize that security has always been an issue for the people of Israel. That's something we want to talk about today.
We're going to make a journey through Judea, down towards the Mediterranean coast. We'll come from the high grounds of Jerusalem, going through the foothills of Judea, on across three valleys that have a great biblical historic significance. In fact, it's into the land that the Bible talks about, the land of the Philistines, where the conflict between the Israelites and the Philistines would take place, and over to Ashkelon on the Mediterranean coast. Round back here into Jerusalem.
There are few cities in the world like Jerusalem. Here a traveler almost immediately has a sense of time. The core old city with its maze of ancient streets is surrounded by walls which have been important to the city's story from the time of its capture by Israel's King David 3,000 years ago. This city in Judea, according to the Bible, is the city of God. A city chosen to be the lighthouse of God's love for all the people of the world.
And to his son I will give one tribe, Judah, that my servant David may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen for myself to put my name there. 1 Kings chapter 11.
These walls were erected some 1,500 years after the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD by the Romans. They give us a good sense of what the city's fortification may look like in the time of Jesus. Jerusalem's walls were destroyed about 18 times. Over the years, these walls have been contour of the western and southwestern region of what was ancient Judea. We take a modern highway that roughly follows the path of roads and trails that have existed here since before the time of Abraham. These paths, first marked out by the feet of sheep and goats, eventually became caravan roads, and all too often, military routes. A half century ago, this valley pass was significant in Israel's battle for access to Jerusalem, just after it was made a state by the United Nations in 1948.
Looks like they left it right where it was taken.
Remains of a vehicle, a memorial to those who would have lost their lives. In fact, the date on the marker there says February the 29th, 1948. It's the time of approaching the War of Independence. Jerusalem was under siege. They needed supplies, medical supplies, foodstuffs, and even water. And so they got volunteers in Tel Aviv to take their vehicles, and then they double-plated them. Steel armor. Wow.
Touch the crush room. I live on the lunch table. Touch fables, duck labels. Count for the one, you the vibe for the terror on stables. Sign the rockets. I'd rather be mouth fucked by Nazis unconscious. Calling on bomb threats. The radio reactivated, correct. Under hell of five missile defense. Fenced in. Better blame it on Bane City Grin. Walk with a bag full of kittens. Take me to the river and throw yourself in. In about 4 seconds, the ether will who wanna hold hands with this sickle malnutrition and soak in new sleep? Dissolve into the syncopated fragments of violence, spat of loose leaf. We can embrace on the business end of my face first. Joe burst the ball, came to suicide league. Dance with the vinyl monster, devil in blue sky, Bible, clean conscience. Save the gesture. Can't save the children, we weren't worth the effort. I'm a caveman. Your modern ways frighten and confuse me. I watch the spirit box with the blinking lights and things. Are those little people trapped in that box?
Okay.
But I do know converted Mike Digital, A-Bus, Mackie, Avalon, depression combined with A-Step affected. Dirty words, paralyzed, crumbs, and infection. Infectious. Insofar as the intellectual bent of elections. Development arrested. Trapped in a cuckoo's nest, looking for the nexus. If it's wild like that, I'll find infrared scope in the clutch of a tyrant. New world lullaby, sirens, stuck migrants, custom blind violence. It's all bad timing. Getting burnt on a tram over Roosevelt Island. You think that's spacey? Deep space, 9mm, sign keeps smiling.
Sisters on the fringes and such. My generation does sit like dust. See the fucking person, that's what I trust. Tell this story, the right here, hold my nuts. 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 Sisters on the fringes and such. My generation made friends with sluts. They died for the drugs and drugs. Tell us to beat it up. Right here, I'm the guns. Right here, I'm the guns. Right here, I'm the guns.
For the love of God, run. Goliath and Saul, it actually ends up between Goliath and David. At the upper end, the Judean end of this valley is won over control of the valley and access for the coastal places.
history of warfare.
States. The day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon over the valley of Adullam. So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemies. Joshua chapter 10.
Yours to own.
Who holds police? Who holds full green? So sand and beach, blood beach. Games for the man, so I clutch and he ugly. Bugs on Halo teeth. Hugged by the map with a cable reach. 166 channels lit. This frame that animals issue. What are minds I redefine? Where's God? By car, kick ties. Back in 86, I lived for the four-course artistry. Another one flick turn, showing off colors and issue. Like I invaded a made it dance ritual. Criminal now. Why do things find beautiful under my power? Alpha Duck, last bet, my how? Why haven't we left yet? Dithering sideways, twang for youth, the brain management tool. The man is like, you can't touch the crush pool. I live on a lunch table, touch bagels, duck labels. Capital One, need a lot for the turtle stables. Sign the raucous, I'd rather be mouth of a Nazi's unconscious. Calling on bomb threats, the radio deactivated, caress. Under hell of five missile defense, fenced in, better blame it on fame, it's a grin. Walk with a bag from the pinions, take me to the river and throw yourself in. In about 4 seconds, the ether will be in the lead. Who wanna hold hands with this sick amount of tricks and soak in new sleep? Dissolving to the syncopated fragments of violence, not the loose leaf. We can embrace all the business, and in my face first, Joe burst the ball, came to suicide me. Dance with the final monster, devil in blue sky, blind with clean conscience. Save the jetson, can't save the children, won't work the effort. I'm a caveman, your motto is frightening, confused me. I watch the spirit box with the blinking lights and things. Are those little people trapped in that bubble? But I do know converted, Mike Digital, A-Bus, Mackie, Avalon, compression combined with A-Step perfected. Dirty words, paralyzed, grumbling, infectious. Insofar as the ineffectual best of elections, development arrested. Trapped in a cooper's nest, looking for the nexus. If it's wild like that, I'll find. Infrared scope in the clutch of a tyrant. New world lullaby, sirens, stuck migrants, lust and blind violence. It's all bad timing. Getting murked on a tram over Roosevelt Island. You think that's spacey? Space 9mm, sun keeps smiling. This is all fringes and such. My generation does sit like a gun. That's what I trust. The stir is floating right here, hold on. Right here, hold on.
King Saul's army. David then volunteered to go out and fight the leader of the Philistines, the giant Goliath. He was offered the armor, the helmet, and even the sword of King Saul, which he rejected. He took a little slingshot, picked up several stones, and went to the bed of the valley to meet the giant Goliath. And there...
Hey, Jim.
Yes, yes.
I found five smooth stones.
Down there?
Down here.
That's great.
And,
That's a slingshot, right?
I got a slingshot.
Just like David?
It's like David. Jim, you wouldn't believe how big you look up there.
Wait a minute. Mark, the other way! What did you find? Was that a...
I get three shots.
A pine cone or something?
I get three shots.
You missed. I'm a pretty large target up here.
You wouldn't believe how big you look from up there, I'll tell you.
Like Goliath?
Like Goliath.
But the setting, that's for sure.
Jimmy was never in danger. With my poor aim and the cypress cones I was using as ammunition, he was safe. But David, he was far more skilled with the sling, and yet didn't trust in his own skill. David's confidence was in his God.
David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." 1 Samuel chapter 17.
Jimmy and I made our way down to the floor of the Elah Valley where David had faced Goliath. As we walked along the bed of the creek, which now runs only during the rainy season, I thought more about David's confidence in God.
Then David said to Goliath, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." 1 Samuel chapter 17.
The battle is the Lord's. Years later, that truth would be tested in another valley, the Lachish Valley. Located there was the strategic Judean stronghold of a city by the same name, Lachish.
In the 14th year of King Hezekiah's reign, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, attacked all the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. Then the king of Assyria sent his field commander with a large army from Lachish to King Hezekiah at Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 36.
This ancient relief records the actual battle for Lachish, a brutal depiction of ancient warfare. Sennacherib, king of Assyria, conquered the city in 701 BC and displayed the victory on his palace walls in Nineveh. It's a reminder of what could be lost when Israel chose to turn her back on God, her protector and provider. Heading west toward the Mediterranean, we passed Ashkelon, one of five Philistine cities of the coastal plain. These shores have marked time, times of testing, times of trust. And eventually, according to the Bible, the light of God's chosen people simply disappeared. Disappeared for hundreds of years. Some would say that in this land's darkest hour, however, the Messiah of Judah, the Lion of Judah, the Christ, came to the rescue, offering new hope not only for the land of Judah, but for the people of the whole world.
400 years before Jesus' birth, the prophet Micah wrote, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." Micah chapter 5.
Hey, friend, at the end of the day, even I like these
steps. Yes, these are steps in the ancient port city of Joppa. The name of this city in Old Testament times, Joppa in New Testament and modern times. It's right here in the coastal plains on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea. The Old Testament talks about Jonah coming here on his journey, going the opposite direction from where God told him to go. The New Testament writers talk about Peter coming here. He raised Dorcas from the dead, spent some time with Simon the Tanner, and then was requested to journey up the coast to Caesarea, where he was able to convert the first Gentile to Christianity.
That's the big story. That's what Jonah was all about. That's what Peter was all about. And that's what the New Testament is all about. Of his Messiah, who died for his enemies to make them his friends, and who now stands to all of us. That's
this good news Jesus told his disciples to take to the world. He said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth." It seems fitting that we end our tour of Judea in Joppa along the shores of the Mediterranean. From here, the gospel of Christ spread rapidly by peaceful and unarmed followers of Christ, a demonstration that it is not military might that protects and empowers us. It is God's Spirit, a truth that the nation of Israel has down through the ages, since the time of her prophets, struggled to understand.
the very land where they occurred. The battles, the landmarks, the valleys and towns. Over the centuries, Judea has been the epicenter of God's work in the world. And now you can take a road tour of this strategic geographical region without leaving home. Own a copy of today's program. It's included in the video titled Judea, the Land and Story of the Bible. If you call today, you'll receive the complete two-part series, almost one full hour of content. It's delivered to your address when you give a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-213-6910. You can also make your request online. Go to dodresource.org. Or give your gift of any amount when you call 1-800-213-6910. Discover what's made this region of the Holy Land the focal point of God's attention. Gain a whole new appreciation for biblical geography and read your Bible with a fresh perspective as you explore the original sites where biblical history unfolded. Own the one-hour series, Judea, the Land and Story of the Bible. It's yours when you give a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-213-6910. Be sure to specify DVD or video cassette. Online, go to dodresource.org.
All right, snap back.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Western Gentile mentality behind.
Join Michael Rood as he explores the scriptures from a Hebrew or Jewish perspective. Watch A Rood Awakening, Sunday mornings at 12 midnight Mountain Time.
And I prophesy to you, Canada shall be saved. For in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and Canada shall have a move of God's spirit. Hear the word of the Lord.
All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Join Robert Schuller in An Hour of Power, America's television church, now celebrating our 37th year as the face and voice of positive Christianity to the world.
Day today, the time for us to be able to gather together and to feel the holy presence of God Himself here in this place. And so I want to give you an opportunity right now to welcome those who are seated next to you and behind you. Would you please turn around, shake a few hands, and say, God loves you and so do I. Well, this morning we want to welcome the retired Air Force General Chuck Yeager to the Good Cathedral. Did the impossible and broke the sound barrier. We have Mary Welch Rogers. Well, we have a tremendous group of musicians here who continue to help us in our worship this morning. We have, of course, Don Newman with the Cathedral Choir. We have Sean Rubridge at the Hazel Wright Organ. And we have our fabulous orchestra under the direction of Jim McMillan and Mark Wiley. And so, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have sent your Spirit here to touch us with the real world. Many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And we know that in all things, God will work for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. May God add his blessing to the reason is worship.
Thank you. people of color. Well, my phenomenal guest this morning is a man that has been my hero since my college days. I was in college, 1947. When the news broke, the sound barrier had been broken. What a piece of history. Chuck Yeager's been my hero all my life since that day. You know, he really became the person God wanted him to be and to do what God wanted him to do. He picked the right man. He's continued his work. He's never retired, really, until I think his last flight in the military was the year before. For 60 years, he's been sitting in the cockpits of the military. If he's not in the Guinness Book of Records,
broadcasting live, streaming over the internet, nextcrusade.com. Go there if you want to listen live on the internet. Got the chat room there on the left. Just click over there. Go into the chat room, and on the bottom left, you can click on the live stream. Key to this is that we're on early. I don't know what's going on. I almost like freaked out here, Chris.
Yeah,
because your time is way off or something.
No.
What time is it? I heard us on the air, and I'm like sitting here. And it
was my watch is.
I was sitting here, and I heard the music playing on the shore. I'm like, that's us. So we're live. We're preaching Jesus Christ, Watchman Radio, and praise the Lord, everybody. We got Pastor Joey joining us, and Dan's going to be on. He's been on before. We're going to have those guys bottom of the hour. Hunter Newsflash coming in. There's plenty of news, things he's touching on. Preaching Jesus Christ and alerting us of the hour and how late the hour we're in. We are on early for some reason. Did we come on a couple minutes early or something? What's your watch? Some old
try to get the airplane above the speed of sound. And the reason I was picked is because I obviously could fly an airplane.
All right, this is the last session. It's going to be short and brief. We're going to get into some spiritual warfare and some mechanics. Mass
and it was very important.
How many people have ever
above
have
the
never
speed
been
of
been
sound
a general
because it was a barrier. And once we got beyond sound, it would open up space to us.
Is it true that the night before you were to take off and break the sound of the Lord, that you really had a bad accident?
You really know how to hurt
him.
No, I did. Glennis and I were out at Poncho Barnes, a local watering hole, and sipped water. She and I went horseback riding after dinner, and we were racing back, and some idiot had closed the gate, and I was on it before I saw the gate, and I laid my horse over and pulled about 6 G's, and he spun out and went through the fence, and I was thrown off and broke a couple ribs. And the NS-1, it was hanging under the B-29 mothership, and you had to take off in the B-29 up on a coke box set behind the pilot, and then once you got up to about 12,000 feet, you went back and went down on a ladder and crawled in beside the S-1 and then got rid of my flight test and you're to bring the door down, put it in. And
went,
I told Jack, I said, man, I got a problem. After I found out I had two broken ribs, I wouldn't go to the flight surgeon on the base because he'd ground me. I went to a veterinarian and drove him. He said, you got a couple broken ribs, don't do anything strenuous. This is the day before I'm supposed to fly the S-1 on the first supersonic flight.
I know that God
so
is
Jack,
kind of a God that betrays
we
the
looked this thing over
in
this arm that you locked the door on. I couldn't do it with my right arm. He cut a piece of broomstick off my tennis.
Well, this has been, I like the scribbles.
Handle with my left hand and closed it. It worked out all right.
We're,
and it was right.
Cleaning out, packing out, moving out, moving on.
What you can,
moving on up.
Is a revelation of the nature of God.
That's correct.
And it can only be given to
I've never met another person that
can change.
I hope I hope you guys keep listening until about 8 o'clock when someone comes in and
35
turns this senseless noise off. Hope you guys,
yeah, think of it as the background music for your life.
I hope you guys get saved.
Feel free. And not just free, but super free.
And by free, we mean
I concentrate on what I
we mean enchained.
Supersize yourself and those around you.
And that's the reason I'm here.
Anyways, until next week, you've been listening to I Like the Scribbles on CITR.
I was flying plus